Good morning, everyone. My name is Charles Morgan. Word is Live Ministries. I want to take an opportunity to thank everyone that helps keep this ministry online and on the radio, and through your prayers, through your financial gifts, and please continue to do that. We appreciate that so much. If you want to know how to help with that, you can go to our Facebook page and get some information. Search Word is Live Ministries, YouTube, Word is Live Ministries, and our website is wordisalive.org. So thank you again for all those that do that, and please continue to help us. This morning we're going to be in Genesis, the first book of the Bible, and we're going to be in chapter 6, and this is going to be about Noah and what was going on in those times, and how things were progressing as mankind was populating the earth and continuing on. And we can see exactly what happened with him. And it says in verse 5 of chapter 6, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and the beast and the creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." Okay, so we see that Noah has found grace, but we see that God's saying, hey, that, you know, it's awful. You know, it said their heart was evil continually, and it was corrupt. Everything was bad. Every imagination of the thoughts. And we skip, and we see that verse 11 said, "The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth." They had gotten away from God, in other words. You know, and when I was growing up, and I remember being taught, and it just seemed like these people must have been backward. They were just like cave creatures or something, carrying clubs and doing all these things. And I don't think that was the case at all. I think they were probably very advanced. You got to remember that Adam was created with full knowledge. He named all the animals, and so he knew everything. He had great knowledge, and he had passed this on. There were people that were alive that knew him and had talked to him, and this has been passed on. It doesn't say anything about them being backward or stupid or anything like that. It says that they were corrupt and they were evil. And we're going to look at things and let us know that we're there today. We are still there today, or have gotten there, and we see this. It said, his heart was only evil continually. This is in everything. Everything they do, everything they say, everything they want to do. And it says, this is how they were. They were evil continually. And God looked at this and go, they have gotten away from my way. It wasn't just that they did a few bad things. They were all the time. It said it was corrupt. It was filled with violence. God looked, and all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. They had all gotten away from God. They had gotten away from the one that had created them. And you say, well, they didn't have the law. They didn't have this. No, they had Adam that had passed these things down, that had said, look, I was created by God in the Garden of Eden, and we sinned and we got away from him. And they had completely gotten away from God. Said, we don't want any of that business. And look at our world today. We can still see this, and we can see that Jesus talked about this. But first, we got to understand what these guys were about. They were evil. They were violent. They were corrupt. As we look around our world today, can we see that? I think the answer is a resounding yes. And if you say no, I think you're completely ignorant, or you're denying the truth, or you're lying, because it's all around us. You don't have to do much of anything, and we've got so many ways of finding out what's going on in our world today. We've got television, we've got internet, we've got newspapers still that are out there, all these kinds of things that can let us know. I mean, if you're like me, and I'm not saying technology is the wrong thing. If you're like me, you get broadcast that are alerts, that things that come on, you find out something that's happened again. You hear about shootings in places that you never thought about. You hear about things being done. It's like, what is going on with these people? And we've gotten to that point that our thoughts are evil continually. I mean, it never ceases. And even within churches and Christians, I see this today. But we want to hear the words of Jesus. What did Jesus have to say about this? Did he validate these kind of things? Did he say, don't worry about that. I brought something new and the earth is going to get better and better. There's some people teach that. That the earth is going to continue to get better and better. That mankind is going to get better and better. That mankind is going to somehow attain Christness in their life. That we're going to get to this point where we're so kind to one another that Jesus is going to get ready to come back when we get to that point. Really, I want to ask you, if you're one of those people, how's that working for you? Where do you see that happening? Do you see it in any way happening? You can look in throughout our history, and it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. You know, people are known for saying, well, when I was growing up, it wasn't this way. Well, that's the truth, because it is. It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 36, and some people don't believe in red letter edition Bible. I understand that, but if you do, you say, oh, why this is in red? These are the words spoken of Jesus in his earthly ministry. It's all Jesus, but these are words that everyone heard him say, and they are recorded. In verse 36 of chapter 24, it said, but of the day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. He's talking about his return. He said, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage unto the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So we see that Jesus is talking about, these are some things that you can look for. Now, I'm not telling you that Jesus is coming back today or tomorrow or the next day, because I can't do that because of that verse 36 said, no one knows this hour. We can't know that. We can't look at that. But we can see the signs. And Jesus said, you can look around. You can see these things happening. How much worse is it going to get? I don't know. You know, I can't tell you that, but I can tell you what Jesus said. Jesus said, this is the way it's going to be. It's going to be as in the days of Noah. And if you look at that, it's a different spelling. It's a Greek spelling, rendering of it. But he said, this is the way it's going to be. But he doesn't say that these people were just uneducated, unrealistic people. It said they were like us. Listen to this. So they were marrying, giving in marriage, eating, drinking, right up until the day that Noah went in the ark. Right up until that day that he went in that ark. They were still doing these things. What is that? They were living their life. They were going on. And that's what it talks about in the days of Noah. They were living their life. They were marrying, giving in marriage, doing all these things. But it was always with an evil mind, an evil heart. They were corrupt. They had turned away from God. They weren't listening to God anymore. They didn't want to hear God anymore. They just wanted to do their thing and their thing only. Now, you look around today and you see the attack upon the church, upon Christians, that you never thought would happen, especially in our country. People would say, oh no, this is a Christian country. This will never happen in our country. We see our lawmakers who claim to be Christians turning against God, turning against God's ways and saying, oh, well, that's not really the way it is. You know, I still believe. Well, how can you believe and still do those things and vote for those things in Congress? And we see people going into churches that will vote people in that are completely opposed to what God's Word said. And they'll say, oh, but I'm a Christian. That's separate. No, it's not separate. That's an evil mind. That's an evil continually. And I'm telling you, I'm not saying any party is better. I look at them all the same. And I can see somebody that they'll go up to Congress and all of a sudden they're corrupt and they're evil minded and they're against what we believe. But, you know, we've got to start right here. We've got to start with our own heart. We've got to make sure that people get saved. But not only that, we got to make sure that people are living that way, and we got to start with ourselves. We got to make sure our minds are not evil continually. David said, search me, O Lord. Do you really want to tell God that? Search me, O Lord. What's he going to find? It's kind of like when you start sweeping in a house and you think there wasn't any dirt and you find it all. I used to do some construction work, and there'd be occasions where we'd have to pull a carpet up. And we were in a house one time, and this lady's house was immaculate. I mean, it was everything was in its place, and you could tell she took care of everything and was very proud of that. And she had some damage, and we had to pull the carpet up in order to get to that damage floor because it was getting soft. And when we did, there was dirt under there, and she was appalled at these things. You know, I didn't know it was there. I didn't know that, you know, she just was beside herself trying to explain that she kept her house clean. You know, that's kind of like our minds. It may look good on the outside. We may present a good image to everyone. We may even go to church every Sunday and Sunday night and Wednesday and participate in all these things, but there's a lot of dirt there. There's a lot of dirt, and maybe we know what's there. Maybe we're not real sure about it, but we know what's there. So we don't really want anybody knowing about it, and we especially don't want to tell God to search me, oh God, and find anything in me. We want to stay away from that kind of thing. But, you know, folks, we need to start right here in our heart. We need to start right here because we're doing the same things. We do it in our lives. We do it in our churches. We've gotten so busy in our churches. We're not about God's business anymore. We're not about seeing folks saved and teaching them the things. Even our Sunday school programs and all that stuff and all these little programs, we've gotten away from what we're supposed to be doing. We've gotten away from it, and we're doing things that we shouldn't be doing. And that's just the way that we've gotten to in our lives. And we've got to get to the point where we get back to God's business and doing His things and doing what He wants us to, and get away from this evil mind, this mind that's come upon us. One of the things, we got to quit paying so much attention to the news. We're swayed by everything. Get off social media and pick up your Bible. Get off social media. You say, well, that's only one spot. Well, let's go over to Luke. Luke recorded it as well in Luke chapter 17. Verse 26, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the day of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. And then he goes a little bit further and he talks about this. He said, likewise, so it says, likewise, this also, as it was in the days of Lot. Now that strikes home, don't it? They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day of the Son of Man is revealed. So here again, we see something else. He goes ahead and gives us another insight of what Jesus said. And he said, also in the days of Lot. As in the days of Noah, we see that and we say the flood and we go, oh yeah, you know, that was it. But then we look at this, Sodom and Gomorrah. We like to point fingers at them and say, oh, it was because of this, it was because of that. And we are not like that. How are we not like that? How are we not like that? Look at our nation today and tell me how we're not like that. We have gone to that point. We have gotten to the point that we just skim over these things. It's getting to the point where we hear them and we don't even get hurt over it anymore. It doesn't bother us anymore because we hear so much about these evil things happen, and we see these evil companies doing evil things and saying evil things and saying anti-Christ things, and we don't care a bit. We still go there. We still buy from them. We still patronize their businesses, and we just say, oh well, that's not a big deal. And we go to our churches and we sit in our pews and we listen to a sermon and we don't let it sink in. We don't hear a thing. We're somewhere else. We come to our homes and we're evil continually. There is violence in this earth. Look at this. How many times do you turn on your TV, you don't hear about somebody getting killed, raped, molested, something, every single day? Seems to just multiply. And again, it's in places we said, well, that, I'm just, didn't think that it would ever happen there. But it is happening there. It's right next door to us. And every one of us knows the drug use that's in there. The Revelation talks about that, the pharmakia, the drug use that is going to happen. And we see that too. Everyone's family has been affected by it, and it's been inflicted upon them. And we know this to be a fact. We see it all around us. We see all these things happening. And yet we say, oh, well, it's not a big deal. Folks, we need to get to the point where we say this is an urgent message to us, that we see these things, that God has revealed it in His Word. He told us what happened then. He's telling us here it's going to happen again, and this is going to be a sign. Folks, again, it may be 100 years down the road. I don't really think so. I really think it's close. I see this, and I've studied Daniel, I've studied Revelation, and I see these things, and I know we're in that last week, and we're getting close to it, and it's just got to kick in here. And Israel became a nation in 1948, and that last key was made and turned, and we're here, and we see these things that Jesus has said that were going to happen. How can we deny it? How can we look at this and say, oh, well, it's going to be a while from now? We got to get urgent about our messages. We got to get urgent about what we say. It's time to get in the pulpits and preach the Word of God and not some mamby-pamby message, even though it fills up a stadium. And we got to turn away from those people who are falsely preaching. We got to quit buying their books, and we got to quit giving them money. And we got to quit going into the Bible bookstore and buying every self-help book that there is instead of buying a Bible to read. We got to get to reading our Bible, get down on our knees, and raise our families correctly. God help you, those that have young kids today that are raising them. I know it's a tough thing to do. Even those that have teenagers, they're getting pulled this way and that way. But I want to ask you a question. Would you rather have them have a sports career or have eternal life? Oh, there's a good one right there, isn't it? Oh, some of them probably turned me off right there. Oh, I don't want to hear that. He's getting on that again. No, but we'll do everything we can, get them to every little practice and every little activity, whether it be sports or whatever it is that they're involved in. We'll make sure that we're involving them in that and get them the best equipment and do everything for them. But yet we've never told them about Jesus, even though we claim to know Him as our Savior. Now, folks, that's a bad deal. We got to get out of this evil mind. We got to get to the point where we are following Jesus. We got to change our hearts. I challenge you today to get down on your knees as soon as you get done listening to this and say, Lord, help me, change me, search me out, get rid of that junk. And if there's junk in your life, get rid of it. If there's junk in your house, get rid of it. If there's something that's tethering you to an evil mind, cut that tether. Get rid of it. Tell your kids about Jesus. Maybe your kids are grown and you didn't tell them. Well, now's the time to go and tell them. Go and say, hey, I want to tell you about Jesus Christ. I want you to understand you've got to have Him to have eternal life. We see the decline in the church. We see the attack on the church because of evil minds today. We saw it all during this episode with this virus we had. What were they doing? What places were they closing up? They were closing up churches. They were keeping all the department stores open. They were letting casinos open up, but they were telling us churches were evil, that churches were the wrong places, that churches were the ones that were spreading this stuff, that pastors who opened their doors were wrong and evil, and yet all these other people were okay. They told us we have to do this, and you can't sing praises because that spreads it and it does all this kind of thing. Folks, we're seeing evidence that all that was wrong and evil, but yet nobody's paying attention to it. It allowed people to get away from church, and they said, oh, well, we don't ever want to do that again. That's exactly where we should have had open. It's exactly what we should have been promoting. We should have been promoting Jesus Christ. But even within the churches, it created fights and debates and things happened that should have never happened. And people said things that they never should have said. And things were done that never should have been done, that can't be undone. And yet we got people going around saying, just do whatever you want. It's okay. Whatever you decide, it's okay. That's evil. We've gotten to the point where people say, well, today I want to be this. And we've said, that's okay. We got people that say, today I want to be a different gender. By the way, there's only two. Jesus said He made them male and female. There's only two. And even if you get down to the science, as everyone wants to say, there's still only two. It's evil hearts, it's evil minds that do these other things. That's what it is, and we need to get away from that. We need to get back to the heart of Jesus. Jesus is telling this. Why is he telling us this? Why did he tell his disciples this? Why is this recorded here? Why can we see what happened to Noah and that generation and that people, and then we see Jesus saying the same thing? It's a warning to us. It's telling us you need to pay attention. I hope that you pay attention this morning. I don't care if you dislike me. I don't care if you're mad about what's said. As long as you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, as long as you turn your life away from the evil, as long as you turn toward Him, the righteous one, the righteous judge. I'm going to tell you, I had a conversation with my wife this morning. We were talking about that people, you know, I was always taught, people will not be allowed to make excuses before Jesus. You'll just humble yourself. When Matthew, it tells us that they will. Jesus is going to allow them to because they said, didn't we do all these things in your name? You can give every excuse you want to Jesus and it won't mean a thing. You may be able to fool a court of law. You may be able to fool people around you. You may be able to fool your pastor, your friends, all the people that you associate with. You may be able to fool them for a lifetime. It'll be tough work, but maybe you can do it. But I'm telling you right now, you can't fool Jesus. Because he's going to look, and he let them talk, and then he told them, I never knew you. That's a sad, sad statement. That scares me. That hurts me so bad when I read that. It bothers me. It keeps me going. It keeps me on air right now and on the internet and every way I can to tell people about Jesus when I meet them and everything else. Especially keeps me telling people that have been church members for a long time because we get so hung up on this. And believe me, I've been involved in this. And people think, if I've got my name on that roll book, I've got a place in the graveyard across the road, and I've got a place in heaven. Well, that roll book doesn't give you anything. The only way you can have eternal life is through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible tells us the gift of God is eternal life. Don't you want eternal life? Eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There is only one way to have eternal life, and it's not through hugging a tree. Believe me, I love going out there. I see the vegetation and all the stuff, and I go out in the woods, and I enjoy trees, and I enjoy that. But I'm telling you right now, I don't care how many trees you go up and hug. You can hug them. You can kiss them. You can caress them. You can dig around them and prune them and everything you want to do, and that's all well and good, but it will not get you into heaven. We've got a thing coming up called Earth Day, and everybody, what that is, that's a worship of the earth. A worship of the creation instead of the creator. We turned away from the creator and we've gotten away from him and said he doesn't exist. We've tried to say he's not there. Our minds have gotten evil and we've pushed him aside and we get in on this and we say, oh, well, it's no big deal. And we teach our kids about that, but they don't know Cain and Abel and Jacob and Esau and Joseph and Noah. They don't even know who you're talking about when you talk about these people. How is that? It's because they haven't been taught. And maybe you don't even know it. I've been amazed in my 20 plus years in the ministry at preaching, and I would preach something and people who had been sitting in a pew for 40 years or better didn't know their Bible, didn't know what was in there. Because they would come in there and they'd sit in the sermon, and I guess they were thinking about what their dog was doing at home instead of listening to the preacher and letting it soak in, and they sure didn't go home and read their Bible. That's an awful thing. And they think things are okay, that they would tell me things and say, well, that's okay. And I go, no, it's not. But see, they've bought into that because they bought into the world's lunacy. We keep buying into this because we see it and we let it soak in and we say, oh, well, everybody's doing it. Well, that's the world's way. And believe me, Satan has control of the airways. We battle the principality of the air. He's got the airways. All these things that I talked about, all these technological things are of the airways, and we have allowed them to sink into us, and that's what we surround ourselves with. That's what we immerse ourselves in. That's what we allow into our minds and everything else instead of allowing the Word of God to sink in there, get in, rooted deep, and start a message of our own heart and go throughout the world. We deny Jesus. We deny His people. We deny His word. We deny His crucifixion. We deny His death. We deny His resurrection. Why? Because it's an inconvenient truth. Something that doesn't fit in with the way we want things to be. We want our own lives. We want to continue on. We want to eat. We want to drink. We want to be marrying and giving in marriage. But we don't want God. We don't pay attention in any of those. You know, it's okay to eat and drink. I mean, you're going to die without food and water. It's okay to marry. It's okay to be given in marriage. But it says they had turned away from God. They had become corrupt. They had become to the point that they weren't acknowledging God in anything. Let me read this again. In Genesis, it said, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted His way upon the earth. See, God looked upon the earth, and He saw these things. He saw what it had become. That's just a sad statement, and I'm telling you, folks, we could read that right now and say, here it is today. Now, how bad will it get? I don't know. Will it continue to get worse until He comes? You bet, because that's exactly what it says, that it happened up until the day that the door was shut. And God shut the door. And there is going to be a day when the door will be shut. You need to make your decision right now, today. Hebrews says, harden not your hearts today, as it was in the day of the provocation, when they turned away from God, when they forgot about His promises and didn't believe what He'd said about the promised land. Turned away and they believed the majority instead of the minority. Folks, Christianity is not going to be the majority. We are going to be the minority. The few that will stand up for Christ are in the minority. You say, oh, no, the majority of our nation. That's not even biblical. Jesus Himself said few will find that narrow way, but many will find that wide way. We're down a wide path. You can see that in the way people talk and the way people act. I want to ask you something. If you go to church, how do the people talk that you associate with? What do they watch? What do they listen to? How do they react to things? What is their mindset? Do they teach their children about Jesus? Or do they let them do whatever and say, oh, well, they'll follow their own path? You can't do that. You've got to give them the information. You've got to give them what they need. Now, maybe they will turn away from it. That's their choice, but you've got to give them right now, and you've got to live the life. We've got to get away from this. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The wickedness of man was great in the earth. Every imagination, everything they could think of. Look at what goes on in our earth. Look at what goes on in our world. Tell me that we're not there right now. Jesus said, nobody knows, and I'm not telling you I know, but I'm telling you right now, I look around and I say, days of Noah, here we are. Everything I see points towards that. It's like the exit sign on a highway. You know, you go down the highway and you know where you're supposed to go, and it says so many miles to exit numbers, whatever, and that's the one you need to take. And as you get closer, there's signs and signs until you get to the exit. And it says, here it is, folks. I think we're close to the exit. I really think we're close to the exit. And I think at some point in time, Jesus is going to say, this is it. And I know that for sure, but I think we're getting close. And even if we're not, let's be urgent about it. If you're a child of God and you're listening to this, be urgent about it. Tell somebody about Jesus. Spread the good news of Jesus, not the evilness in this old world. Don't propagate that. It's propagating itself. The evil is there and we know it. And we don't. Satan's not even having to help it. I think he just lit the fire and it's just burning rampantly. We need to get back to Jesus. As in the days of Noah. As in the days of Noah. You make a decision today. You ask yourself, are we there? I think we are. I think we truly are. And we need to get to the point, we need to get down on our knees and say, Lord, we need a revival today. I want to thank you very much for listening to me. My name is Charles Morgan. I'm with Word is Alive Ministries.